She rose from her seat as if the court were hers. There was no shame, only shadow masquerading as poise. Her robe shimmered with pride, embroidered in deceit, stitched from centuries of tolerated rebellion. Gold chains coiled around her wrists, not as bondage, but as jewelry. Her crown tilted slightly, not from wear, but from arrogance. She smiled at the gallery as if she were being welcomed to center stage. So this is heaven's justice? A stage for wounded brides and trembling witnesses? She paced slowly, her heels clicking like gavel strikes. You say I destroy. I say I empower. You call me seduction. I call it confidence. You call me control, I call it survival. A ripple went through the courtroom, not from the lie itself, but from how familiar it sounded. She lifted her hand and traced the air. Suddenly, holograms emerged like memories, women on stages preaching self-love while loathing their reflection. Men building platforms while privately crumbling in lust and insecurity. Churches full of hands raised, yet hearts unsubmitted. I never break in. I'm always invited. Through a need for validation. Through a hunger for control. Through wounds that refuse to heal. She turned to the gallery, locking eyes with angels, prophets, even the bride. Tell me, when your voice was ignored, didn't I teach you to scream? When your body was praised, didn't I show you how to monetize it? When leadership hurt you, didn't I promise power and independence? She stood still now, center, dominant, unrepentant. I don't fear your scripture. I quote it. I twist it. I package it in merch and sell it at conferences. They love me. They follow me. They repost me. I made them feel seen, not by God, but by the world. And to them, that was enough. She returned to her seat slowly, crossing her legs like royalty. The silence that followed was not respect. It was strategy. Because what she didn't realize was that truth had already begun to stir.